Hey, Juliet. So Dublin is amazing today. The city's busy, it always is, but it's never quite like this. So yes, I am Canadian and a medical student here, but I am an Irish citizen through my father, so I was able to take part in the vote today, and that was something really important and special to me personally, and special that I could do something for Ireland while I'm here and be a part of this huge movement. And it is interesting even to see the diversity of the votes throughout the country itself, how they're different from Northern Ireland, areas around like Donegal, to compare it to central Dublin. So it's quite different, but the support within the city is unbelievable, and it's amazing to see everyone come together for such a monumental and revolutionary event like this. I'm sitting here with a few friends, and I've met Vincent here with his long-term boyfriend of 15 years.
Our lives are like everyone else's lives in Irish society. And it just means so much to us. Like, it's really, really shown that Ireland has come a long way from the Catholic Church. I mean, in 1993, it was illegal to be a homosexual in Ireland. And today, we're sat here drinking. And it's amazing, really, to actually celebrate that we have equal rights in Irish society. And that's what it means to me.
Do you want to say something, Mary?
Okay.
Okay, let's hear it with my two gay friends and my two daughters tonight. And there's such a fantastic feeling in the city alone. Everybody is happy. I know we had sunshine today, but it's a day of liberation here in Ireland for these wonderful people that deserve the same rights as we as heterosexuals. Everybody, they deserve it. And today is their day, and they can stand tall and proud forevermore and for the future generations. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.